April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay, and sometimes you feel you get good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes.
You mean when it rains, it pours?
Right. Something like that. But if something doesn't happen at scattered times, if it happens all at one time, you might say it happens all.
All at once?
Right, okay.
I don't have too much bad luck, though.
That's a good thing to have.
I don't have a whole lot, but I don't have a lot of bad luck either.
Okay, now.
I don't think there's any such a thing as luck.
I don't think there is either.
No. You either have or you don't have.
Okay, how about the days of the week? Could you go through those?
Well, Sunday, it was supposed to be the first day of the week, isn't it? And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. When the people get up, usually the first thing they say when they see another person is
good morning.
Right. And after 12 o'clock, what do you call that time of day?
Afternoon.
Right. And if you see someone during the day when you're, run into them, what would you say?
Well, most time we say hello.
Or if you will.
Or good morning if it's in the morning, or good afternoon.
Right. Okay.
Or good evening.
Right. Now, if you see someone about 8 at night and you're going home, what might you say?
Good night.
And when a farmer starts work, he usually starts pretty early in the morning. What term would you say he starts at?
Well, just tell you the truth, when I lived on the farm after I married, we lived with Mr. Larry's two old bachelor uncles, and they would get out so early in the morning. Of course, they go feed the stock. Mr. Larry did that usually. But they would want their breakfast. I'd cook breakfast, and honestly, they'd sit there and wait for daylight to come. They'd get out that early and go to bed. They wouldn't ever eat supper till dark, because they worked just as long as they could see.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived 6 years like that, and that was the hardest work I ever did in my life. And my oldest daughter was about, she was about, I'd say, 4 or 5 months old when we went to live with them.
Mm-hmm.
And Uncle Claire, that young, of course, Uncle Jim, the oldest one, he just took her away from us just about. He claimed her as his girl. But many of a time, she'd, of course, play all day and be tired. And when she was small, I'd pick her up on one hip, carry the milk over here in the other arm, go to the dairy, strain it and put it away just before dark, and then come back and fix up supper. And then after that, a lot of times I'd sit there and strain beans till I get so sleepy, and maybe throw a handful of